Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about important safety reminders for cooking and grilling. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Will Evans, Mississippi State University professor and department head in food science, nutrition, and health promotion. Dr. Evans, I like to grill out, but I hate cleaning. Certainly, every now and then, I can skip cleaning up the chicken juice off the counter or washing my hands. It's not going to kill me or anything, right?
Well, that really depends, because if your food is contaminated with a bacteria or, say, with norovirus that sickens a lot of those folks that participate in cruise ships, you might get really sick or deathly ill from touching something on the surface of your counter that you didn't wipe up. So it would be a bad idea not to clean up after preparation is done.
And food poisoning, is that what that is?
Well, that's a loose term that you might hear people say, but it would come from being contaminated with some kind of bacteria or a virus that's in the food. And many of those affect the gastrointestinal tract, so we would commonly refer to it as food poisoning.
Does that last for, like, days?
It can. And, you know, on those cruise ships, when a norovirus breaks out, a lot of times they've had to return the ship to port because so many people are sick for so many days. People who've experienced this will tell you they have diarrhea, they have vomiting, they may have a fever, they may have body aches and dehydration, and that can put you in the hospital fairly quickly.
But the good news is it's super easy to be safe while cooking, so it'll come like second nature to me, right?
If you get in the habit of cleaning up and making it a routine part of preparation, it should become second nature. It needs to.
As far as viruses, bacteria, or diseases are concerned, let's talk about E. coli. How do we get it, and what food items does it come from?
Well, unfortunately, it can come from a variety of food sources. For instance, you might find it in meats, because if you slaughter an animal, this is coming from, you know, the lower end of the gastrointestinal tract. That's where E. coli is at home. But when you start cutting up animal parts, it can get contaminated through that processing. But when we put manure, for instance, out in a field and we're going to use that to fertilize lettuce, well, certainly it could wind up on the lettuce. So it could be coming from a meat product or even a vegetable product. It's the salmonella that you hear about associated with eggs and poultry most of the time.
And symptoms are diarrhea, abdominal pain, and fever?
That can be a part of it, and certainly you can have vomiting with that.
And there's no silver bullet treatment?
There are treatments for some of those foodborne illnesses, antibiotics, because they're bacterial in nature in some cases. Norovirus is not. It's a virus, so there's not a lot you can do except suppress some of the symptoms. And certainly the harsher forms of E. coli don't respond well to medications, and they can actually shut your kidneys down, and it can actually be fatal for some people.
So you can die from it?
You can.
Okay, so if I feed raw meat to my cats and dogs, that's okay, right? I mean, if they eat it and then go play with my kids or some people or other animals, there's no harm in that.
Keep in mind, the same thing applies. If that meat is produced in a similar factory, it comes from the same sources, it could be contaminated. The problem you run into there is you're putting food on the floor where a child is closer to it. They could pick it up, and there have been episodes where children have eaten a raw animal food and gotten sick from some of these same pathogens. The best thing we can do is practice safe handling and cook our foods at the right temperatures and be clean in the kitchen and the grill. You know, you can get diseases from unpasteurized milk. You can get them from undercooked meats. And certainly now we know that you can get them from eating raw produce where you would not expect it. We're asking people to eat vegetables, but we need to prepare those appropriately and wash them.
Of course, wash your hands anytime you handle raw meat at all.
I think so. I like to wash my hands multiple times in the kitchen, use a different paper towel and throw that away. I never use the same knife on meat as I do on vegetables. I never use the same fork to put a raw piece of meat on the grill that I will eventually take off the grill. I'll use two different forks or a set of tongs. I don't like any potential for recontamination by sticking a fork in a piece of cooked meat that I also just stuck into raw meat. So practicing those habits will get you into a situation where you lower a lot of those risks.
Okay, and keep all that stuff away from children.
Of course.
Today we've been speaking with Dr. Will Evans, Mississippi State University Food Science, Nutrition, and Health Promotion Professor and Department Head. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.